Welcome to Jump in Tucson. I am your host, Dr. Ed Ackerley, and on Friday, we talk about success stories in Tucson businesses and organizations, those companies and nonprofits and civic organizations that do good work in the city of Tucson. Part of what Jump in Tucson is all about is to talk about the good things that are going on in the marketplace. Our guest today is Hubert Johnson from Guardian Tax Law. Good morning.
Morning.
Well, you are a tax attorney, basically. That's what you do. You do taxes or help people with taxes. And before we get talking about your service and what you do, let's talk a little bit about Hubert Johnson and your basically how you got to Tucson and a little bit about your education. So how did you get to Tucson?
Divorce.
Oh, yeah. That's a good, yeah. There's people all over Tucson raising their hand right now saying, that's me. So so you moved here. How long have you been in Tucson?
Oh, we've been here 6 years, and I'd actually moved out of California quite a few times previous to this, and this time it's permanent.
Right.
I consider myself a California refugee.
Right. Well, thank you for coming and bringing your tax base with you. We appreciate that. So that's good. And so, how'd you get your degree and where'd you go to school and become interested in helping people with law and taxes and those things?
So I went to, I was a local Sacramento, went to CSU Sacramento for my undergrad, and then I went to UOP McGeorge, so University of the Pacific McGeorge School of Law. It's a lesser known school. Its one claim to fame is Justice Kennedy was an alum.
Right.
And honestly, I never even thought about tax in law school. I took federal income tax and hated it.
Mm-hmm.
Ended up teaching it later. But in law school, if you would have told me I'd be a tax attorney, I probably would have run the other direction.
Right. What did you want to do? What were you thinking about doing?
Environmental law.
Environmental law. Yeah. And well, being from California, that's probably a good thing to be in. And then you decided, how did you make the move from maybe your dream of environmental law over to the tax side?
Life happened to me. I was studying for the bar exam, and my wife had a extreme mental health crisis, and I ended up needing a job.
Right.
So
so you went and popped up, and you took it, and
exactly.
the rest is history, right? Yeah. So your specialty is what Guardian Tax Law does. You're based here in Tucson, and what your specialty is to assist those people who have issues mainly with the IRS, but also in an individual state, whether it be Arizona or another state, to help them navigate through the process of you know, paying their debt to the IRS. And so how does that go? What is the process? Obviously, all of us, you know, we joke a lot about not wanting to pay taxes, but we all have to. How do you assist people when they come to you and say, I've got a problem with the IRS. How can you help me?
Well, interestingly enough, we help a lot of people not pay taxes, but we use their form. So again, we use their rules and regulations for their taxpayers.
Right.
So, for example, we had someone today, they were going to file a 2018 return.
Mm-hmm.
The IRS stops requesting the 2018 tax return come January 1st, and they're taking 6 months to process a return.
Right.
So would you tell someone right now to pay for someone to prepare a return that they're going to take 6 months to process for and can't ask for it after January 1st?
Right, no.
No.
No, yeah.
But the IRS will tell people all the time that they need to file 10 years of returns. There's a lot of bad information out there.
Right.
We can save people a lot of money by giving them good advice.
It's part of that, you know, without being too negative on the IRS. I know they're outgunned, outworked, outmaneuvered. They don't have enough people. There's been a lot of news about trying to bolster the number of agents that are working in the IRS. They even have notices on their IRS pages that say, if you'd like to work for the IRS, please give us a call. So, you know, to the civil servants that are working there, they're probably trying their best. Each individual is probably trying their best, and they're trying to do what they can. But the IRS is overwhelmed, are they not, in terms of the concerns that people have about their taxes?
Absolutely, they're overwhelmed. And I will echo your statement that there are plenty of great people that we work with there, but they're getting promoted. Anybody with any experience is getting promoted. And the new hires just don't have that same level of experience. And the IRS has stated this in their news publications as well.
Right. We're talking with Hubert Johnson. He's with Guardian Tax Law. And so an individual who, you know, might have some, get a notice from the IRS that says you owe back, we've done an audit, you owe some back taxes, or you didn't pay enough and here's what's left over and you got to get this to us tomorrow, or even that person that has knows they have had the taxes and they just can't get around to paying it for whatever reason and delay. Then the IRS sends a hot pink letter which burns your hands when you get it out of the mailbox because they say they're going to take everything you own. That's when you step in, right, is to help them through that process of responding to those notices that come in?
Well, notices, but the sooner we start on the case, the better. So mm-hmm. a lot of people wait till all of a sudden my bank account's empty or we got a wage garnishment. We do our best work.
Earlier on,
we deal with emergencies day in and day out, but case that we were just dealing with, someone hired us a year ago. They had $20,000 in the bank that was seized by the California Franchise Tax Board.
Right.
And California is very aggressive. We got almost all of it released.
Right.
And then she went back in her hidey hole and ignored us for a year until the California Franchise Tax Board levied $30,000 out of her account in just the last few weeks. And of course, they weren't going to be as forgiving the second time. So we can really help people when you're serious about tackling and resolving your tax issues moving forward. And we'll save you as much money through the process, but you've got to be serious about getting things straight.
And some people, obviously, a small percentage of people do everything they can to avoid paying taxes and not filing and you know, taking a bag of cash and hiding it in a desk drawer. I get all that. But for the average person who maybe didn't take enough out of their payroll or they had some kind of capital gains or something happened in their life and it kind of messed up a year or two worth of taxes, they should attack that right away and not wait for something to, you know, if some error was made or there's some situation that's come up, don't ignore it. Don't stick your head in the sand and think that it's going to go away because IRS is never going to go away, right?
Well, unless something major happens in Congress.
Right. No, I meant them coming and asking you to pay this. They'll eventually come find you, right?
Well, not in all cases, but, and that's one thing that most people don't know. And I was just talking about this with a client. Tax debt does expire 10 years after the date of assessment in most cases.
Right.
So if you're aware of those tax dates, and we help clients know when they're expiring, and then once some of the tax debt expires, we'll set up something on what's left over. It's knowing and understanding the IRS rules for them. But the key about here is the IRS will give you some kind of resolution. Sometimes it's an amazing resolution. But the caveat is you have to get straight with your obligations, tax obligations moving forward, or you will default anything that anybody sets up for you.
Okay. When we come back, let's talk a little bit more about what we would do in a situation when you need to talk to Hubert Johnson and get you and Guardian Tax Law to step in and help you. And then we'll talk also a little bit about SBA loans. You're listening to Jump in Tucson on KVOI. We'll be back after a word from our great sponsors. Welcome back to Jump in Tucson. This is the Friday success story, talking to organizations and businesses and entrepreneurs who have companies that have either a short or long storied career in whatever service or business they're providing. We have Hubert Johnson with us. He is with Guardian Tax Law, which is a firm that helps those people who have an issue with either state or federal taxation authorities and help them resolve their tax debt and make a deal. So let's make a deal, okay? Let's just say that I'm a taxpayer and I have gotten, over the last couple of years, gotten a little behind on paying and I owe $8,000 for 2021. I owe $6,000 for 2020. I owe $12,000 for 2019, and I owe $15,000 for 2018. I've been trying to work on this myself and kind of basically ignoring the issue, trying to keep my business afloat and move forward. I need to call you, don't I? I need to call you and say, I've got a couple of 4 or 5 years of tax issues, and I've been getting notices from the IRS. I really don't know what to do. Can you help me?
Absolutely. My office manager likes to give me a hard time because she says I make people cry.
Mm-hmm.
the stress involved and what people take on and carry with tax debt is absolutely huge. And we give them a path moving forward, and we'll lay out their different options for them and help them choose what's best for them. But we try to plan for the long term to set them up for success.
Mm-hmm.
We joke around that if we do our job right, that we don't get repeat business.
Right.
And that really is our goal, is to make sure people are set up. When we're done, we'll set them up with excellent tax professionals, CPAs, bookkeepers, so they'll know exactly what they need to do moving forward. But we'll wipe out or take care of the tax debt, either an installment agreement or an offer, and give them peace of mind.
That's great. And so this is really a if you have medical debt, you know, everybody can empathize with people going into debt because of medical, or if you have a divorce and you go into debt because you're splitting up the estate, and you know, it's a little hard to recover from that sometimes. Lots of people identify with that, but other people look at it and say, okay, well, that guy's got some problems with his debt because of those things. That really doesn't involve me. Everybody pays taxes, and everybody can identify. And so when you have a situation where you're kind of in arrears, sometimes the pressure of that, you can't talk to anybody because, you know, I paid my taxes. Why didn't you pay your taxes? And you kind of carry that guilt around with you, if you will, as part of that stress of not being able to pay it. But then who do you talk to? Everybody else has paid their taxes and I haven't, and I'm getting the benefits of government. So this does have a huge stress issue, and that can affect the business as well as your own personal health, because if you worry about it too much, it can come get you. So give Guardian Tax Law a call and get them working for you. And that would, let's talk a little bit about some of the companies that during COVID and so forth took on an SBA loan, and those loans now are due and people haven't been paying on them. But I'm getting a little behind on that too. Can you help in that case where I've got an SBA loan and I'm having difficulty coming through with a commitment that I made on that?
Absolutely. So the SBA, the rules are changing because they're figuring out things out as they go, but they have what's called a PAL program where you can get on reduced fee, so up to 10% of your normal payments. So if your payment's $1,000, you can pay $100 a month for up to 6 months at a time. That usually lasts for about 12 months, but so after the third time, so the 12th through 18th month, they're going to raise that to 30%, then 50% to 70%, and at about 2 years, they're going to ask that you pay the full fee again. And if you can't do that, that's where people are defaulting on these loans, or businesses are shutting down and closing. And if they can't, there's no more business to pay, there are options, there are alternatives depending on your case, and negotiating that out and knowing what your rights and options are can save people hundreds of thousands of dollars.
And so that would be true not only with the SBA, but even with the IRS. There are options available, offer and compromise and paying over time, and just confronting the situation and owning up to, okay, we've got a situation here. What can I do to resolve this? And it does help probably, I would imagine, that your customers and your clients are the stress relief of this, of knowing that they've got a plan to move forward, is probably really, really a blessing for people.
It is. I've had people come into my office that were suicidal, and just the stress relief, that knowing that there are options, and there's almost always an option in every single case.
Right.
Very few times have someone blown up their case so bad that they need to go and file a business bankruptcy, for example. And that's the exception, very rare exception. But I've even helped people with DOJ cases. I just helped someone that went to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, save their home and not end up homeless.
Great, great. So if someone is listening and they're in this situation, even if they're from one of the 48 states other than Oregon and Washington, if they're in any of the other 48 states, you can help with the IRS all across the country, and you can also help the SBA loans and so forth, because that's a federal program, and then you can also assist in each of the individual state jurisdictions as well, right?
Correct.
And so how does someone, what do they do? I mean, what do you offer to them? What if I don't know if I need you, but I know I'm stressed out and I owe either IRS or I owe SBA, and I got to tackle this. I just need to talk to somebody and see what my options are. Can they come see you?
Absolutely. We do a free consultation in person, by Zoom, or over the phone across the country. We'll sit down, go through your financial information, and lay out your options for you.
Great. And so that'll be, they can get a hold of you. Well, might as well do a shameless plug. And how do they get a hold of you? What's the best way to find Guardian Tax Law?
Our phone number is 520-485-7371, and our website is guardiantaxlaw.com.
And so you're a Tucson-based company. You work in most of the states, except for Oregon and Washington, and you work all over the country, but you specialize here in Tucson and southern Arizona, and even though you were just telling us you were working in Texas and some other places, even as early as this morning. So you are able to resolve most issues for most people. Now, you did say that if the threshold is a little bit low, then maybe you would want to refer them to maybe some free tax planning seminars or some other things that would be a resource for them. And when they have this initial consultation with you, you can determine whether or not having Guardian Tax Law represent you is the best for you, for your personal situation. So that's why they kind of need to come and talk to you, right?
Absolutely. And we give free advice, and we do take on pro bono cases when warranted. I have someone right now in New York City living out of his car with diabetes. He's lost two of his legs, and we're taking on his case pro bono. So we'll always give some advice.
Great. Go to guardiantaxlaw.com and or give you a call. And what is the process? You know, most people who are facing IRS situations, or they're facing SBA, not knowing what to do. The biggest issue is they don't know what to do. And they're looking into a dark room with no light on, and they don't understand what their options are and what they're doing. So I'm really encouraging that this first phone call, this first visit to you is important, because that's where the beginning of the stress relief happens, and that's where knowledge is power, and you can suddenly know what you're up against.
That's why... Yeah, that's exactly right. And that's why my people do cry when they come to my office, because of that stress relief. Or when they talk to me, it really is such a release of burden. Even if we can't help them, or if they decide not to hire us, they'll know what their options are and how to proceed.
Where is your office located, and where would they go to see you and interchange with this dialogue? Obviously, you said via Zoom or on the phone, but can they come see you as well?
Absolutely. Our main office is in the Williams Center on Broadway and close to Clarycroft. And we also have a new office in Phoenix on Camelback, next to the Macy's and the mall right there on Camelback.
Great. And so, I know that I've had one pops into my mind. I have a client that had that had both things going on at the same time. They had IRS problems, and they also had the SBA problem going on simultaneously, and was really concerned about what that meant to the viability of their business over the long haul. And knowledge is power. Understanding what your options are and being able to pay out over time, as opposed to, I've got this huge debt staring me down. What am I going to do? With all due respect to the IRS and to the state taxation authorities, they're not trying to put companies out of business per se. They're trying to just make sure that you pay your fair share of taxes, and they'll give you a break if you can show that you need a little extra time and offering compromise. You pay this much and pay it out over time. We'll work with you on this.
That is their approach, but you have to jump through the hoops to get there. So
right.
If you're not compliant with your tax filings and making sure you're not going to owe, they do close businesses down. I've seen them padlock businesses.
Right.
It's sad, but if you do it right, and especially...
But if you're approaching them and saying, let's work something out, and they're going through you, obviously they're not going to shudder it if you're trying to make a plan.
If people are willing to listen to me and get it done, yes.
Right.
I've had too many people ignore me, though,
right.
And then the hammer falls. But I've saved livelihoods, and I've saved businesses, which, again, it's very rewarding.
Okay. So once again, we're talking to Hubert Johnson, Guardian Tax Law. Go ahead and give us the phone number again and the website so we can have people, if they're interested, get shout out to you.
520-485-7371. And the website is guardiantaxlaw.com.
And you're looking to expand too, as well, into some other places. Phoenix is next, and then who knows from there. But this has been an exciting, successful run for you, right?
Absolutely. I love it.
Yeah. And who'd have thought back in the day that you would be a tax advisor, tax lawyer, and help people with the IRS and the SBA? It's pretty amazing. Yeah. Especially for an environmental lawyer. Yeah.
Well, life happens. And that's the thing. Life happens to all kinds of people, which is why we help.
Right. Well, thank you so much for coming in and talking with us about how to solve some of the problems with the IRS and the SBA. Hubert Johnson from Guardian Tax Law, a success story here on Jump in Tucson. You're listening to Jump in Tucson on KVOI 1030 AM, The Voice, Tucson's only live local news and talk. We'll be back with our friends from McDonald's right after the break. Welcome back to Jump in Tucson. This is Dr. Ed Ackerley. This is the Friday success segment where we talk about good success in business and in organizations. And you know, one of my great success stories that I talk about when I'm teaching at the University of Arizona, I often bring up the story of Paul Diaz being a fry cook in California and now being a franchise owner in Southern Arizona and doing a great job of providing employment for a couple thousand people and providing enjoyment and the McDonald's experience for people all over the valley. So good morning to Paul Diaz. Good morning, Paul. Good to see you.
Morning, Dr. Ackerley. Thanks for having us on.
You're welcome. And not the newest, but one of the new people to your organization. She's been working there since she was just a little girl, but she's graduated now, and your daughter Megan is with you, and she's part of the organization now. Hello, Megan.
Yeah, she's all grown up and educated, and I'm using air quotes on the education part, but yeah, she went to University of San Francisco and did great there. And enjoyed her time in the Bay Area, did a couple of really cool jobs in marketing,
right.
Now she's working for the family business.
Yeah.
So we're proud of her. She's been here for about a little over a year, in about 2 or 3 months.
Yeah. So Megan, I won't say that the reason that you went to the Bay Area to go to school, other than the fact that you had a great education where you were and you had a good time, but it was an excuse for your dad to come see you so he could go to 49ers games, right?
Exactly. It was really for both of us, not just me. Everybody won in that situation.
Yeah. We don't hold it against you, Paul, that you're a 49ers fan and not an Arizona Cardinals fan, but that's okay. We'll let that slide. Well, Paul, you've been extremely successful here in Southern Arizona. Again, going from being just an employee at a Northern California McDonald's to now getting the opportunity one after another to become a franchisee, be a small business owner in Tucson. And you and your wife, Nellie, have just had a great run here. So could you talk a little bit about that success and how that has, what that means to your family and to all your employees that you have now?
It's a great question and a subject that I really enjoy talking about just because I'm very proud of what we've accomplished. And, you know, our family history really goes back to my parents and the fact that they immigrated here from Portugal in the 70s to provide for a better opportunity for our family. And, I was blessed to work for a owner-operator in the Central Valley of California. When I was 16, it was my first job, and he was a second father figure for me, and really took me under his wing and helped me grow as a as a man and as a husband and as a father, and obviously also as a business person. So that's where I started, and you know, we had our we were blessed with the opportunity to buy our first restaurant about 20 years ago in a small little town in Alamosa, Colorado. We were there for a couple of years as a family, which was a big, big move for our family. My wife, Nellie, has 10 brothers, 2 sisters, my brother, my sister, all of our family is still predominantly in California. So we were the first ones to kind of jump ship and go out on our own. That was a big step for our family. And it really was the beginning of a bond that we have, the four of us, me, Nellie, and then Megan and Lindsay, our 2 daughters, where we were always out on our own and together, and we always had each other's backs. And it was fun to move our family into this small remote town and grow our business and grow our family. And then after a couple of years there, there was a growth opportunity in Tucson, and we moved to Tucson. A lot of people ask me, do you like Tucson? And, you know, what do you think of Tucson? My answer is my wife loves Tucson because she loves the heat and loves being warm. And anything under 60 or 65 degrees, she's cold and not happy. So, yeah, we love Tucson and have embraced the community as our own. It's our home now. We love being a part of the community and our, we call it our McFamily, our employees, and try and go out of our way to provide a career for them and a way for them to support their families within our family. And, you know, today our secret weapon for sure is our people. We have the best people in the industry. We have people that have been working for us for 10, 15, 20 years and are just a reflection of us. And, you know, being in 22 locations in Southern Arizona, you can't divide yourself up 22 times, but we have people that represent us as well or better than we even represent ourselves in our community through our people. So that's something we're very proud of also.
Speaking of those 22 locations, Megan, we have a little event coming up on Wednesday for your newest location. It's actually one that's been around for many, many, many years, but you have done a thorough remake of the store. Can you tell us a little bit about what's going on Wednesday at 11 a.m.?
Yes, we'll be having our grand opening here at our Swan and Sunrise location. We're really excited to welcome all of our customers in and let them see our new, brand new, modern looking McDonald's. It's very futuristic, not your typical McDonald's. It's very digital focused. So we have our kiosks where customers can take their orders. They can place their mobile orders on their phone and we'll bring it right to their table, their curbside orders. There's really a lot to look forward to. I have my team here that I've been developing over the last few weeks to provide that exceptional service. So yeah, we're really excited to welcome everybody in next Wednesday.
We're going to do a little ribbon cutting at 11 o'clock. We're going to have Supervisor Rex Scott from Pima County District 1. We're going to have the Pima County Treasurer. We happen to know this guy. His name is Chris Ackerley, who is the current Pima County Treasurer. Dr. Chris Lambert, the principal of Catalina Foothills High School, and Scott Matlick, who's the CEO of Ronald McDonald House, will be there to help cut the ribbon along with the performance by the right across the street is the Catalina Foothills High School, and their marching band will also be there under the direction of Renee Shane Boyd to come in and celebrate with us. So, Megan, you talked about the high-tech view of this. So this location on North Swan Road has been a mainstay in Tucson for decades, but it really is a new experience because of the kiosk and the digital footprint that's available now, correct?
Yeah, all of our customers that have come in this week have just come in and been just surprised by how different everything looks, and our lobby looks completely different. We no longer have a playland, and we're really focusing on getting customers in and using our kiosk. They can place their order how they want it. They can customize it any which way they want. We actually don't have
drive-through.
We don't have menu boards anymore, which definitely looks different. We added another lane in our drive-through so we can get more cars through our drive-through, get people in and out for that soccer mom that's trying to get their kid to practice or on their way to school. So, yeah, we've seen a lot of success so far.
That's great. You know, you got almost 2,000 employees. You've got 22 locations. What's been the best thing for you, Paul, in being a McDonald's owner? You know, people think that you're a big national corporation, which McDonald's is international and global, but you are a small business owner in Tucson, and you have a group of people, and you are a franchisee, yes, but you're really a local Tucsonan living here with a small business. You just happen to employ a few people and have a couple of locations. So what's been the best experience, other than your people? You're going to say your people. I know you well enough. But being in the small business person in Tucson, what can you say has been rewarding for you and your family?
Tucson is a very unique community where we're a big town with a small town feel. And just a camaraderie between business owners and leaders in the community. It's a very small, tight-knit group, and we know each other. We share secrets and best bets, and all really just to benefit our community. I say if there's one thing in common is that us as business leaders and leaders in the community, we all want to thrive and we want to see our community thrive. And whether it's the philanthropic position and, you know, supporting all the local charities that we have here in Tucson, there's just a lot of camaraderie within the business community, and all with the effort to provide for the community and succeed in the community and be proud of our community, and for our community to be proud of itself. And so that probably is something that I'm really proud to be a part of and participate in. And I've made a lot of really great, amazing, lifelong friends by being involved in the community at the level that we are.
Well, we want to thank you for your longstanding support of the Ronald McDonald House Charities of Southern Arizona. That obviously is the number one thing that the McDonald's owners do collectively. But you personally, whether you be on the board of the Arizona Bowl, or whether you help me with Coaches for Charity or the other 100 or 200 charities that you help on any given year, your involvement in the community is stellar, and we appreciate that. Well, congratulations to you on the opening of the Swan and Sunrise Drive McDonald's. That's going to be great. Wednesday at 11 a.m., a little ribbon cutting with some dignitaries in the Catalina High School band. Come by and see the new store, right, Megan? It's a great place to come and check out the new technology at McDonald's.
Yeah, definitely. We're really excited to see you guys, so come on by.
She'll be here 24/7.
We love it. Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Megan. And good luck to you. God bless you. And I'll see you on Wednesday with a pair of scissors, and we'll make that ribbon cutting real special. Thanks for all you do for Tucson. You're listening to Jump in Tucson on KVOI 1030 AM, The Voice. We'll be back with Leo Garcia after the break. Welcome back to Jump in Tucson. This is Dr. Ed Ackerley, and with us this morning, again, one of our stalwart supporters of Jump in Tucson, Leo Garcia. Good morning, Leo.
Good morning. How are you, Mr. Presidente?
Me gusta. Thanks for that. Hey, you know, Leo, I just as a personal note, you're up in Denver today because your son plays collegiate soccer, and you're up there for a couple matches this weekend. So you're supporting your son, and God bless you on that.
And, thank you.
But we are working together on a project for Helpers for Children, the charity that you have to build a soccer field out at 1600 West Irvington Road behind the church. Yes. There for kids in need. And so we've got the Field of Dreams golf tournament coming up. Can you tell us a little bit about the golf tournament on October 19th?
Of course. It's going to, like you said, October 19th. And let me just emphasize on something there is very special. We name the tournament Field of Dreams. In Spanish, it sounds very, very romantic. It says Campo de Sueños. And all we're trying to do is to make this tournament be profitable and have all of the people that are listening and other people to join us for this effort. We are, you know, our heart is to help children in need. And by, you know, people registering and supporting and playing and having a great time, that day we're going to have a padding zoo. We're going to have pizza, you know, from my son. He's going to be at Cartel's Coffee Lab downtown's October 1st. So we'll have challenges. We're also going to have a couple of very, very known and well golf pros.
Right.
One of them is Caesar, yeah. And the other one is Dan Medina.
Yeah, Danny Medina.
And they are very supportive. Yeah. Yeah. So what I want to say is that, you know, I want to give you credit, Ed, because you came up with this name, and it has actually, well, I was thinking about this and this, you know, when children have dreams when they're child, and they have dreams of what they would love to accomplish when they're an adult. And if we can help just a little bit to encourage those children those dreams and carry them just a little bit more closer to what they want to do in life, and that's exactly what we're doing we're not only, you know, providing a soccer field, we're providing coaching, and we're providing a message. The message that will change the destiny and the lives of children, the message of love. Right. And that's what our children need right now. They need the love of God. They need our love. They need our attention. And they need just a little push for them to succeed in life. We're tired. Aren't we tired of this society, you know, going the negative and the downfall of our kids? We want to stand. We want to stand on the firm ground. We want to stand on the rock, who is Jesus. Mm-hmm. And from that point, we can carry the other children to become very successful. I thank you so much for opening this time for us to tell people we're in the business of loving people. We're in the business of loving children. All the proceeds, everything that we do, it goes straight to that. There's no staff paid. There's, you know, the expenses that we have is to make this happen, but none of the people get paid for any of these events.
Right. And, so, yeah, you hold a really nice last couple of years. You've held a nice Cinco de Mayo event downtown, and that has raised the preliminary money. And then here, this brand new event, Field of Dreams Golf Tournament, is also engaging the community to try and raise some more, a couple thousand dollars here and there to try and raise the money. And it's not only the soccer field and helping students and kids who maybe can't afford to go play club soccer and travel all around the Southwest with airfare or driving and so forth, but we do help in other ways, such as having you know, a kid that needs some extra money for soccer or whatever, or needs some sports equipment, or just needs some love. Helpers for Children steps in, and especially in the area where your church is down on the 1600 West Irvington. That's a high need area, and those families need a lot of help. So you do things at Thanksgiving, you do things at Christmas, you do things for back to school, you give out backpacks, you do all sorts of things for kids throughout the year. But this is specifically to raise money for the soccer field.
Yes, and so please, you know, put in your calendars, get on our website. It's called Helpers for Children, one word, helpersforchildren.org. And you can register there. You can, you know, give a financial support. And just, you know, and if you have any questions, you can call me after the game. I have another half to watch. But, you know,
family first. Yeah.
520-222-4739. 520-222-4739, helpersforchildren.org. And let me tell you something, Mr. Eckerly and Bill and the staff that you have there. I'm praying for a specific person. And I know out there somebody has done great things for community and great things in their businesses. And I'm looking for somebody that will say, I'd like to finance the whole soccer field program. And in honor to that, we will name the person that donate the whole soccer complex fields. We'll name it Dr. Ed Eckerly. you know, donated for this, or Dr. Or whoever, you know.
You need to pray for you need to pray for me for some income before I can make that kind of a donation.
And then we can say Laura Vega, soccer, So yes, I'm very thankful, Dr. Ed, because I have surrounded myself with people with the same vision. You know, talking about you, Bill, Laura, Dev, Jesse Lugo. So many people, and please excuse me if I don't name them all, but what I'd like to express is the passion that people have and believe that we can make a difference in children. You know, I was one of those children. I was one of those children, you know, working, say, five years old, selling guns to other people.
Right.
And somebody came and said, here's a pair of tennis shoes. And he looked in my eye and said, you're going to be somebody in life. You have the potential to be. And I thank the Lord, because I'm not the big person, but I have made a difference in a few people. And that's what the Lord wants.
Well, you've done great work, and we're proud to support you in the Helpers for Children Golf Tournament on October 19th. If you're interested, go to helpersforchildren.org or call Leo at 520-222-4739. Pastor Leo Garcia, thank you for all you do for the community, and thank you for putting on this tournament and for helping the children. You're listening to Jump in Tucson on KVOI 1030 AM. Thank you for listening, and we hope that you will jump in Tucson.